just got in every room. Main line to the UE boom. They ask me, sing with an English accent. Well, I guess it's too late to change it now. In the rural American town, fairground, I go around and I go around. It's a great wide gulf between intentions and what ground met me. I check my phone, make the sound like theme from failure, perform for just you. Like the new road built out of black country ground. I have learned so little from all I lost in 2018. I think she's still waiting there for us, somewhere underneath what we built to keep the waters clean. It's a one-size-fits-all hardcore cyber fetish, early naughty zine. She sells matcha shots to pay for printing costs in a PR team. She's recently enlightened and, for some reason, that phases me. Won't give up, too soft to touch, and how hard could it really be?
That is it for this hour's music. Your DJ Jack from Head signing out. We'll be right back.
when we play the same game. I'm in love with somebody. I wish somebody loved me too. You may wonder how this concerns you. Well, perhaps it's somebody is you. I don't even know what your name is, but I just hope you should stay. In the real world, in the real world, in the real world, things happen this way.
Lovely's here on the Viva La Monk radio program.
With Look at Yourself, Buzzcocks gave us Real World, Epoxy's in there with Radiation, and start off the entire set with Devo, Mongoloid.
URCT, Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
KIX Morning News Update. Mark's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors describe the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on the scene.
My name is Mark Banks-Apart. I know you love the thing you've got. You've never seen the likes of me. Why, I'm the biggest thing since World War III, girl. My name is Mark, I'm on fire. I'm the match, and I'm the pyre. I'm the voodoo black musician, priest, why? I'm the greatest thing since World War III, girls!
You think he's acting, but he's not. His name is Mark, thanks a lot.
My name is Mark, thanks a lot. I'm the power Sodom used on lot. I am the pillar, I am the snake, I'm the beat that makes you shake. I am the killer, I am the source, and you will worship me, of course. I'm the oracle, I'm the seer, the wit, there is no question that I am it. Hey girl,
thanks a lot, he looks so cool, but he's hot.
My name is Mark,
thanks a lot.
My name is Mark,
thanks a lot.
My name is Mark,
thanks a lot.
My name is Mark,
thanks a lot. Hey kids, it's time for all the ladies now to
love's drunk, the night we met. home to this house of many days. Just lay me on the floor, hard and cool as sleep. You know I love it more and more than before I ran away. It triggers off so many hurts, hurtful words and broken plates. Waiting on a train, and just when those big arms lift up, fall in love with no time to say. For a place to stop, have a bite to eat. We hunger for a bit of faith to replace the fear. We water like a dead bouquet, does no good. Does it, dear? Yeah.
see.
From a joint album that the Scottish band The Pastels put out with the Japanese duo Tennis Coats, that is them doing Jesus Mary Chain's About You. Before that was some Grantley Buffalo with Fuzzy celebrating, well, not Grantley Phillips, but drummer Joey Peters actually today is celebrating his 56th birthday, so I'd play some Grantley Buffalo for you. Before Fuzzy, Yola Tango in there. Went back to Electra Pura for Paul Is Dead. Because, you know, Paul McCartney actually quit the Beatles on this day in 1970, so 51 years ago. And then 3 years after that, he released the song My Love, which I was like, should I play that? And then I was like, I think I just played some Paul McCartney last week and maybe a week before. So we'll see what happens. It's early. Lou Reed started off the entire set from the rock and roll soundtrack with My Name Is Mock because my name is actually Paul. I'm not dead, but people call me the Mockster, and some people wish me dead. So it all works out because it's a show called Viva La Mock, and I welcome you to tuning in and checking out the next 2 to 4 hours, or as long as you can stay around, alive, I was going to say, but not alive, just around. You may be tired, you might have other things to do, and maybe you can't dedicate as much time, but I appreciate any amount of time that you are able to spend with this radio program. What is this radio program? We're not sure. It comes to you each and every week at this time, which could be a Friday night at 9 or a Tuesday afternoon at 2, because it comes at both of those times. And we just play music, tell you things going on. We do a thing later on in the program in 3 hours, so set your clocks to that, called The Mock. And we just make things happen. So if you ever have a suggestion for a song to be played on this very radio program, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. I'll do my best to play it. As I get them over the week, I compile them and I put them in the list, and then boom, next thing you know, I got my show for the week already planned out because of you and your great requests. Speaking of you and your great requests, I had someone email me and say, why don't you go back some really, really early Eurythmics?
Around.
We've been making plans for one another. Down by the river we passed the time. In the crowd we had eyes just for each other. Could we have known what we would find? Life's a maze.
Life's a maze.
It's just a series of days. A winter, summer haze. Ah, there are so many ways.
So many ways
of singing songs of praise. Oh, what songs we'll raise in a car between here and Marabina. June, July. The night the lights went out, you should have seen it. Oh, what I'd give to frame the smile. Life's a maze.
Life's a maze.
It's just a series of days.
A series of days.
A winter, summer haze. Ah, there are so many ways.
So many ways
of singing songs of praise. Oh, what songs we'll raise. And I'd like to think I understand them all. I'd like to sing those songs forever. You can walk in with a mood of aggression. You can walk in with naught to say. But when love is your only expression, then there'll be no more games to play.
Don't, don't, don't. the day Marvin Gaye and Phyllis got married, the trees all waved their giant arms, and happiness bled from every street corner, and biplanes bombed with fluffy pillows.
The day Marvin Gaye and Phyllis got married, the trees all waved their giant arms, and happiness bled from every street corner, and biplanes bombed with fluffy pillows.
From the album affectionately known as the Pink Album, that's They Might Be Giants with The Day wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. The Pink Album is also known as their 1986 self-titled debut before. Oh, and I want to let you know, I played that song because, you know, you heard the lyric there, The Day Marvin Gaye and Phil Oakes Got Married. Well, unfortunately, today is the 45th anniversary of the day that Phil Oakes took his own life at the age of 35. So before They Might Be Giants doing a name drop of Phil Oakes, I played Jad Fair and Daniel Johnston doing a Phil Oakes song, Chords of Fame. And I was picking between that one and another band. Who was that other band? Oh, Teenage Fan Club. It was my brain just went blank. Teenage Fan Club on their album 13 did a version. And I was just like, you know what? I really like the Jad Fair, Daniel Johnston version, which actually came out on an album called It's Spooky. Came out in 1989 on the 50 Skidillion Watts record label. So look up that one, because that label actually put out some Mo Tucker stuff around that time. And I want to say, and I'm just making this up now because I'm not looking it up, I'm just making stuff up, I want to say somehow Penn Jillette was behind that label at some point. But I could be wrong. I'm just, again, I make it up. I say it to you. You don't believe half what I say, do you? You shouldn't. Before the Jad Fair and Daniel Johnston, Barton Friends, a project from Down Under, who I think still putting stuff out, but this was from like some 20-plus years back, with the song Are You Guys Into Wings. And start off the entire set with something more than 20 years back, something 40 years back, from their 1981 debut album, In the Garden. It was the Eurythmics with a Never Going to Cry Again, which I believe was maybe their very first single. It just didn't go anywhere. It wasn't until their next album with Sweet Dreams that, you know the rest of the story. You do. Hey, speaking of In the Garden, I'm making this segue very nicely. Speaking of In the Garden, what makes a community vibrant? You know, welcoming public spaces in every neighborhood? Maybe clean air? Clean water for the residents? Maybe good jobs and strong local businesses? But what do all of these things have in common? Trees. Yeah, trees. So if you support a healthy community and a thriving economy, you are an urban forest advocate, whether you like it or not. This message has been brought to you by the Sustainable Urban Forest Coalition, the U.S. Forest Service, and of course your good friends here at WRCT. That's the best segue I could say from coming out of an album from 1981 called In the Garden. Now, there's a brand new album coming out. I think it in lingo drops like in a week or 2 weeks. Actually, it comes out on April 23rd, so I know exactly when it comes out, called Sweep Into Space by Dinosaur Jr. And I'm keeping the theme going because the first single off of that, which I'm really digging, is a song actually called Garden. Some brand new Dinosaur Jr. here on the Viva La Mock radio show.
Sometimes Everybody's happy with it. Everybody's living through it. Must admit I get into it. Don't make it harder. Hand me a hand. No time to
I can't live without. got himself a long green bow. He's got himself a nice size outboard, swinging back and forth. He left the door unlocked the night before. Commodore Peter wants to know, where are you going? Can I take you home? Or to the market, or to church, or to a restaurant, or nightclub in St. George? He gave up all he knew for the help of others. Skims across the water, back and forth, back and forth, from Grand Anse Beach to the village of St. George. Commodore Peter wants to know, where are you going? Can I take you home? Or to the market, or to church, or to a restaurant? Above the rest, and there is no doubt, and there is no fault. He left the door unlocked. Commodore Peter wants to know, where are you going? Can I take you home? Or to the market?
Bong a bing bong, bing bong. Bing a bong a bing bong, bing bong. Television, say you love me. Television, say you care. Is my profession. Show me those who are not there. Television, murmur to me. Deep inside my room tonight. You're the devil's fishbowl, honey. I undress before your light. Your light. your love. Television open to me, my remote is in my hand. I condemn you to a red light. Honey, try to understand. I'm there. So there. Bing a bong a bing bong. Bing bong. Bing a bong a bing bong. Bing bong. Television, I'm so sorry if I turned you off back there. I'm so small in your dimension. My kid will look like you, I swear. I swear. Bong a bing bong, bing bong. Bing a bong a bing bong, bing bong. Bing a bong a bing bong, bing bong.
From his 2004 release, Spooked, that is Robin Hitchcock with Television here on the Viva Lamont radio program. Backed on that album by just two other people for the most part, David Rawlings and Gillian Welch. Yeah, believe it or not, the story goes that in 2003, Robin went and saw Gillian in concert and was just blown away by her stripped down, just the performance in general. Approached them afterwards and said, hello, probably, only to find out about, what was it, like 14 years earlier, back in 1989, David Rawlings actually met Robin Hitchcock at an in-store performance and had him autograph a guitar. So they had met years before, but he got them to he got David Rawlings actually to produce that Spooked album, and those are the voices you hear on that song, Gillian, David, and Robin. Speaking of Gillian Welch, I might play something off of her debut, Revival, because maybe not right now. Moving into a new theme, a new mood, if you will. But would you believe it was 25 years ago today that her debut album came out? So maybe I should play something for Gillian. Hey, before the Robin Hitchcock, Silo's in there with Commodore Peter. Played the Jayhawks doing their version of Grand Funk Railroad's Bad Time, and start off the entire set with some brand new music from Dinosaur Jr. Really, really digging that song, which means you'll probably hear it more on the Viva La Mock radio show, especially since we still got like 2 weeks before the album even comes out. The song is called Garden here on 88.3 FM, WRCT. We got about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. When I think Grand Funk Railroad, what do you think? What do I think? I think about my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, because court is in session each and every Thursday night at 8 p.m., where Dr. Lurie actually plays 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, but he focuses on new music by your favorite classic artists. I'm really surprised he hasn't had Mark Farner on his show, just because he seems to have everybody calling into his program. Again, it's Thursdays at 8. You got to check it out for yourself. It's right here on WRCT. He now has an encore presentation of that show, much like the Mockster on Tuesday. His is on Fridays, so if you miss it on a Thursday night, tune in on Friday afternoon after Zombo. Hey, speaking of albums that were released on this day or this weekend, the Cult's fourth album, Sonic Temple, came out this weekend back in 1989. Do the math. That was what? 32 years ago. We'll be right back.
tell you truthfully, well, she's coming close now. Oh, I can feel her. She's getting close to me.